This is Dr. Olivero, dictated for October the 17th, 2024. The first patient is Christina Heaton, last name H, like in hotel, E-A, T like in tango, O, N like in November. First name, K, like in kilo, R, like in Roger, E, S, like in Sierra, T, like in tango, I, N, like in November, A. Christina. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has trace of protein in the urine now. The serum creatinine came down from 1.38 to 1.2, and the estimated GFR went up to 42 mL per minute. Unfortunately, we don't have a recent protein creatinine ratio in the urine or a microalbumin creatinine ratio either, period. The important thing is that the patient made a point in decreasing the total caloric intake, has lost 11 pounds, and she's feeling much better. Number two, the patient has a arterial hypertension and she continues to have systolics of 170 and up. The diastolic is between 60 and 70. The heart rate is in the 60s. The important thing is that the carbetilol was discontinued. She was taking 12.5 milligrams Q12 hours. And I think that with the administration of the beta blocker, the patient has a better control of the blood pressure. We are going to establish carbetilol 6.25 milligrams Q12 hours. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is under better control, the hemoglobin A1C 6.9%. Following number, hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 175, triglycerides 125, HDL 59, LDL 94. The patient has hypothyroidism that is evaluated by endocrinology. Following number, the patient has a sick sinus syndrome. A permanent pacemaker was placed and for reasons that were not clear, the pacemaker slipped down the chest wall and the atrial the atrial lead was also displaced, and the patient was taken to the cath lab, and new leads were placed, and the pacemaker was relocated and has remained in the pocket as expected. Following number, the patient is pretty anxious because the macular degeneration has advanced, and even more after the last injection in the right eye. She is pretty upset because she lives by herself and needs a lot of help. and she's considering a second opinion. We are going to see if we can help the patient in that regard. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the lab in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes. Appointment in 3 months with lab.